From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Jerry Shario reading Sten by Chris Bunch and Alan Cole. Now let's begin with Book 1, Vulcan, Chapter 1. Death came quietly to the row. The suit stank. The tech inside it stared out through the scratched port at the pipe that looped around the outside of the recreation dome and muttered a string of curses that would have peeled a deep space trader. What he wanted more than anything was a tall, cool narco beer to kill the hangover drum rolls in his head. The one thing he didn't want, he knew, was to be hanging outside Vulcan, staring at a 1-centimeter alloy pipe that wouldn't hook up. He clamped his Waldos on the flange, set the torque rating by feel, and tried another round of obscenities, this time including his supervisor and all the stinking MIGs enjoying themselves 1 meter and a world away from him. Done. He retracted the Waldos and slammed the suit's tiny drive unit into life. Not only was his supervisor a clot who was an ex-joy boy, but he was also going to get stuck for the first 6 rounds. The tech shut down his ground-zeroed brain and rocketed numbly for the lock. Of course, he'd missed the proper torque setting. If the pipe hadn't been carrying fluorine under high pressure, the error wouldn't have made any difference. The overstressed fitting cracked. The raw fluorine gradually ate its way through, for several shifts, spraying harmlessly into space. But as the fracture widened, the spray boiled directly against the outer skin of the row, through the insulation, and eventually the inner skin. At first, the hole was pin-sized. The initial pressure drop inside the dome wasn't even enough to kick over the monitors high overhead in the row's roof control capsule. The row could have been a red light district on any of a million pioneer planets. Company joy girls and boys picked their way through the MIG crowds, looking for the migrant unskilled, who still had some credits left on his card. Long rows of gambling computers hooted enticements at the passing workers and emitted little machine chuckles when another mark was suckered into a game. The row was the company-provided recreational center, set up with the MIG's best interests at heart. "A partying MIG is a happy MIG," a company psychologist had once said. He didn't add, or need to, that a partying MIG was also one who was spending credits, and generally into the red. Each loss meant hours added to the worker's contract. Which was why, in spite of the music and the laughter, the row felt grim and gray. 2 beefy socio-patrolmen lounged outside the row's entrance. The older patrolman nodded at 3 boisterous MIGs as they weaved from one bib shop to another, then turned to his partner.
"If you're gonna twitch every time somebody looks at you, bud, pretty soon one of these MIGs is gonna want to know what you'll do if they get real rowdy."
The new probationary touched his stun rod.
"And I'd like to show 'em."
The older man sighed, then stared off down the corridor.
Uh-oh, to rubble.
His partner nearly jumped out of his uniform.
"Where? Where?"
The older man pointed. Stepping off the slideway and heading for the row was Amos Sten. The other man started to laugh at the short, middle-aged MIG, then noticed the muscles hunching Amos's neck and the size of his wrists and hammer fists. Then the senior patrolman sighed in relief and leaned back against the I-beam.
"It's okay, kid. He's got his family with him."
A tired-looking woman and 2 children hurried off the slideway to Amos.
"What the hell?" the young man said. "That midget don't look so tough to me."
"You don't know Amos. If you did, you would have soaked your jock, especially if Amos was on the prowl for a little fight to cheer him up some."
The 4 MIGs each touched small white rectangles against a pickup, and Vulcan's central computer logged the movement of MIG Sten Amos. MIG Sten freed. MIG dependent Sten odd. MIG dependent Sten Joss into the row. As the Sten family passed the 2 patrolmen, the older man smiled and tipped Amos a nod. His partner just glared. Amos
Sample complete. Ready to continue?